T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Snow cone effect has been left behind in Chicago after overnight snow and then freezing rain and now some freezing drizzle and the wind and dropping temperatures. Let's check in with AccuWeather meteorologist Dean DeVore now to see what we're dealing with. Dean?
Yeah, Dave, phase one of the storm is kind of wrapped up here. We're in the next few hours. It's not going to do much. Temperatures are going to continue to slowly rise. Most areas mid to upper 30s. Still be careful, folks. I know your car thermometer may say 34, 35, but it's still the cold ground underneath is going to create icy spots here in the next couple of hours. Phase two of the storm is the Arctic front that's going to wrap around and move into Chicago later this afternoon, this evening. That is going to drop temperatures quickly into the 20s by late afternoon and evening, and then they plunge into the single digits with winds gusting to 50 miles per hour plus snow showers, even a heavier squall. It is going to get very bad here later this afternoon, this evening in terms of driving and walking around. And real fields end up below zero tonight. We'll keep you up to date minute by minute on Chicago's weather station, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Well, on to the airports. We've got 183 flights canceled at O'Hare so far this morning. Delays of 20 minutes there. And we also have some situations at Midway, cancellations there, 30 flights canceled and delays of up to 15 minutes. That again at Midway. Chicago police say they've arrested a suspect in a mass shooting this past December, just a few days before Christmas. 25-year-old Keelan Jones has been identified as the man who fired shots that wounded 13 people at a memorial in Englewood for a shooting victim. He's now in custody. Another man, 37-year-old Marcenio White, was charged in the incident just after it happened. The house party memorial was for a victim killed in gun violence last April. Nonviolence activists are standing up for peace after a shooting at the Gotcha Faded barbershop this week, where 5 people were shot, including 3 children.
U.S. Congressman Danny Davis came with a plea to the entire community that no matter their age or what groups they belong to show as much dignity and respect as possible.
Let's not endanger the lives of innocent children, the lives of innocent people.
Dr. Matt Harrington, the founder of Lines for Lives, calls gun violence in Chicago and nationwide an epidemic.
And what we need to cure this epidemic is science, technology, and economic opportunities. And the science and technology that I'm glad to be talking about with Congressman Davis is the serialization of ammunition.
Harrington says that would give police the 21st century technology they need to catch the bad guys by not only tracing it back to shooters, but suppliers as well. Brandon Eisen, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Illinois will no longer suspend the licenses of drivers who fail to pay parking tickets and other fines.
Surrounded by lawmakers and advocates, Governor Pritzker signed a new law that prohibits a driver's license from being suspended for non-payment of something other than a moving violation. He says the penalty was disproportionately affecting minorities and the poor.
There's a difference between holding people accountable and taking away the very tools that they need to build a life for themselves and for their families.
Chicago State Senator Omar Aquino applauded the governor and all the others who fought for this bill.
This is what social justice looks like. It's getting away from regressive forms of policies and practices where we are balancing our budgets, or cities are balancing their budgets on the poor and those that cannot afford.
House Republican leader Jim Durkin was among the lawmakers backing the legislation. Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
An Elgin man who was a no-show for his trial this week faces a minimum 42-year prison term after a jury convicted him of sexually assaulting a girl he knew. A King County jury convicted 36-year-old Mario Pineda on 7 counts of predatory criminal sexual assault of a child under 13 and 2 counts of aggravated criminal sexual abuse. During the 4-day trial, prosecutors presented evidence that Pineda sexually assaulted the victim multiple times in 2016. An arrest warrant has been issued for him at this hour. 26-year-old woman has been taken into custody after police say they found her with an infant in a disabled vehicle without any heat in below freezing temperatures. Police say she was driving eastbound on US 20 when the officer noticed a disabled vehicle on the side of the highway. The driver, identified as Amber Brennan of Portage, was feeding an infant on her lap as the officer approached the vehicle. When police checked the woman's driver's license, it was discovered she was wanted on a warrant from Michigan.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.